Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, there's been a real trend in the last, I'd say 25 years, but I think it's beginning to accelerate now towards more sustainably produced wines, organic wines, biodynamic wines. And it's really kind of gotten beyond where it used to sort of be. That was where the granola crunchers went. But it's a lot more than that these days.
Yeah, a lot of people really do want to try organic foods of all kinds, and the wine industry is really responding. I picked out three here that I think are really interesting, and let's start with one of the originals. This is Fry's Organic Red Wine from California, non-vintage, only $12. And this is a red blend of Carignano, Zinfandel, and Syrah, and this is a big, deep, almost tarry wine. That just has a lot of flavor, a lot of personality. And for that price, it's really amazing. If I was looking for something to go with good grilled organic meat, I would definitely reach for this one. At $12, this wine is going to be my value wine of the week. It's really, really pretty tough to top that. Over in Italy, they're doing a lot of it, this organic farming. And in the region of Umbria, there is a wine region called Montefalco, and Antoninelli is one of the wineries there, and they have a Montefalco Rosso, which is basically Sangiovese with a little Sargentino and a few other grapes thrown in. Sargentino is a brutally tannic wine. I'm not real fond of it, but the Montefalco Rosso is another story because of the Sangiovese. So it's a softer, rounder, much more approachable wine. I liked it a great deal. And at $20, I think that's a very reasonable price. I would love to have this with some sort of pasta that involved mushrooms, because the earthiness of this wine would just be a perfect match. I'm going to talk about a wine that just absolutely captured my interest. It's one of the more interesting wines I've come across in a long time. This is Robert Sirolle's Gamay, a Clos de Granit from a place I had never heard of called the Côte Rouennaise. This is 2019. It is at the tail end of the Loire Valley, right next to where the source is, some little lake up in the mountains. But more importantly, it's only 25 miles from Beaujolais.
Oh, okay.
Hence the fact they're using Gamay here. And a little more altitude, a little wilder than Beaujolais. Certainly, this place is bathed in obscurity, except for one thing. This is where the Trois Gros Frères have their fabulous three-star restaurant, and which is pretty, that's a pretty big deal. And Robert Sirolle has been making this Gamay for the Trois Gros restaurant for decades. So this is more or less their house red. Hugh, this is Gamay of a different order. It was the same size, but just the intensity of the flavor, the sheer juiciness of this wine, just absolutely knocked me out. You can sit down and just have this as an aperitif if you want. It's really sophisticated, but it will go really, really well with food. It is $23, a tad pricey, but believe me, this is one of the most interesting wines you're ever going to taste. I think it's worth every penny. Robert Sirolle's Côte Rouennaise.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.